This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
We continue our season-long celebration of the 15th anniversary of the Patriots' 2001 Super Bowl season with a trip to the Pacific Northwest. We catch up with former safety and Patriot captain, Lawyer Malloy. We are
on the back to
it is good!
Picked up by Tyrone Tom Brady, and the Patriots are Super Bowl champions!
That's why I have them in sports programs, you know, because that's why I learned my discipline, right? That's why I'm tough on them when they're failing, because I know what they want, what they want, and where they want to go.
Oh, we've had our battles.
Oh yeah, battles. But the older I get, the better it gets, and the more I understand him. So.
And I have to be tough on you now, in order for you to have the chance to be great later.
Good.
Lawyer Malloy was selected by the Patriots in the second round of the 1996 NFL Draft, a pick greatly influenced by his defensive back coach at the time, Bill Belichick. A Super Bowl appearance in his first year brought hope for future championships. But it wasn't until his sixth season that he experienced the pinnacle of his professional career as captain of the 2001 Super Bowl champion Patriots.
Snap ball down, kick up, kick is on the way, and it is good! It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri!
Yeah, I was like, I tried to pick him up and he was heavy. And I was like, God damn. No, that moment was just, it's just a moment of climax. Like, oh crap, this is what it feels like from Pee Wee League, Boys Club, going to junior high, high school, college, pros. Here's what all those practices meant. This is what they were talking about all these years. Amanda comes over, I just, get in here, girl. Like, you know, and here's a coach that, you know, I revere and want to thank so much because of the preparation that he's given me and the team in order to feel this feeling. And I'm looking around, I'm seeing each of my teammates doing different stuff, but it seems like it's in slow motion, like, and, you know, all of a sudden it's just like guys with hats going on that says Super Bowl champion and people pointing up into the crowd like, we did it, baby, I love you. Like, you know, it just, everything was just, it felt like you could just taste every morsel of a good meal.
The euphoria was short-lived, for after a disappointing 2002 campaign, Malloy was unceremoniously cut on the eve of the 2003 season.
It stung more, basically because I knew what I was leaving and what I helped build. You know, that's what stung. But in all reality, it's a business, you know? And sometimes in business, you gotta let, you know, you let people go. And some of the people that, you know, you might even love, they're always trying to get younger, faster, stronger for less money. I was no different.
Today, Malloy lives about 25 miles outside of Seattle in Woodinville, Washington.
Keep the eye level the same.
A full-time husband, father, and part-time coach to his college-age daughter.
Lawyer Malloy is living a simple life. I have four daughters and a wife. When I retired, I was going to seek out broadcasting or something like that, but I realized that my family wasn't as close as what it should have been. But I said, I need to give back to my family. I mean, they need to I need to right this ship and, you know, get it going in the right direction. It's so good, man. She's wearing my number 36. You know, I wear number 36 because I was the 36th pick in the draft. 36 is a good number, but she fought it for a long time. She don't want to follow in daddy's footsteps, but she's starting to respect me. And she started to take pride in who she is and where she came from.
Yep, it's fun to see. Up next.
I'm so proud of, you know, what the Patriots have accomplished over the last almost two decades.
A fourth Lombardi Trophy is headed to one Patriot place.
Yeah, a lot of people can't believe that, you know, they'll be like, oh, you play with the Patriots? You know, you play with Tom Brady? Like, no, I knew Tommy when he wasn't playing. You know what I'm saying? Like, when people are like, yeah, right, you know. And that's just because they don't know any better. And I, you know, I just chuckle and laugh and stuff. And it just reminds me how old I am. But it also reminds me of the things that we accomplish. You know, and as long as he's still playing and producing and winning championships, he's keeping all of our heartbeats alive.